It has been an absolutely crazy last 24 hours for the New York Knicks. The NBA draft is currently going on, and the Knicks have selected their first round pick, and they've also traded out of the first round, collecting a boatload of second round picks, and we'll get into everything during this episode. Of course, we'll talk about Mikal Bridges as well. Let's do it.
Let's run that intro.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's going on, Knicks Nation? We are back doing podcast episode 57 of the Knicks Nation podcast. Appreciate every single one of you joining us tonight. Late episode. It's 11:10 over here in the East, but you know the NBA draft is currently going on, and the New York Knicks have made a selection. But it was interesting that they traded one of their picks out of the first round. But Chris, how are you? It's been a crazy last 24 hours. Insane.
Yeah, man, I feel amazing overall. Obviously, lots of great news for the New York Knicks as of late, which we'll discuss it. We'll discuss it, of course. How are you feeling, man? How did you like the draft? Still going on, but for the Knicks right now, it's over. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel?
I didn't know what to think of. I don't know where the New York Knicks were going to go. Look, obviously they re-signed OG Anunoby. It came out today. The largest contract in Knicks history. Shout out to OG Anunoby. Got a bag, but it was needed. We got that done. And I came into tonight not really knowing what to expect from this Knicks front office. Like, where were they going to go? They wind up picking Pacome Dadier. Is that, I hope that I'm pronouncing that right. He's from France. He's a project. He's super young, Chris. You have some, you know, you've looked up some stats on him, and I'll let you go through that. But they've also traded, like they made two trades. They traded to the back to the 26th, and then they traded the 26th for 5 second round picks from the Thunder. And I have it here. I think it's a span of like 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. 5 second round picks for the 26th pick that span from 25 and 27. So loading up on the picks, and it was pretty much a money saver for them, right? Yeah. But they drafted this kid from France. He's super young, Chris. He's a project. Has some potential. It's interesting. It's intriguing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, we thought that the Knicks could have gone a bevy of ways, right? We thought they were going to go for a big, you know, with all the rumors with Mitchell Robinson swirling around. The uncertainty with iHeart out there as well, and not knowing if he's going to resign or not. And instead, they went with a 18-year-old from France. So, you know, just some quick stats on him. 14.2 points per game, 44% overall field goal percentage. Only shoots about 21 from three. 4.3 rebounds a game, 1.3 assists, 1.1 steals. They're projecting him that he's basically a project. Mm-hmm. But you know, as far as what he's promising to be, as per scouts, and this is from Hoops Hype, they're saying he could be an elite defender with all his attributes of size, length, athleticism, and tenacity. Specializes as a versatile 3-and-D role player. So, you know, sounds kind of like exactly what we're getting already in Mikal Bridges. And OG Anunoby, you know, just a stash player. Again, Knicks obviously are trying to be smart with the money they're spending right now. And, you know, kind of surprised me that they didn't make another pick, you know?
It did too, but then I thought about it and it's saving them money. You draft two first round picks and then you have to pay them a certain amount of money by trading one of the first round picks. I think the Knicks saved about like 200 grand. And tonight was a money saver for the New York Knicks. You know, instead of rostering two first round picks, they can fill those slots with minimums to give them more room under the hard cap. Because as we all know, Anunoby signed the mega deal And there's still a chance that Isaiah Hartenstein can re-sign with the New York Knicks. So maybe the New York Knicks front office are tinkering to kind of work their way around that first apron or the hard cap. But they traded out. It was a money-saving night for the New York Knicks. I'm trying to. It's very fluent. This is from Ian Begley. By trading out of the 26 and stashing Pacome Dadier and replacing those picks by rostering 2 second-round picks on rookie minimum, Knicks could save a total of roughly $3 million in team salary for 2024-2025. Not clear yet if Dadier will be stashed yet. So it's not clear if he will be stashed, but he has himself a little bag, and he's from France. He's tall. He's young. He's probably going to grow another inch or two. So, you know, high upside player, stash him. I'm pretty sure he will be stashed. And look, Knicks development system has worked for them, right? So,
You just beat me to it. I mean, the kid is 18, I believe, about to turn 19 next month. And yeah, look, I trust the Knicks front office. We saw the gems they've uncovered in the past, such as Emmanuel Quickley, Deuce McBride, right? So I trust the front office, man. They know better than us. And you know, the video package, the summary they showed on the draft broadcast had me kind of hyped, you know? Granted, we're probably not going to see him play for some time, but young kid. I believe they said he was 6'9 at the time with a 6'9 wingspan. So, hey, at the small forward position, we wanted to get bigger, get some length and athleticism, and, you know, we got it. He's probably not going to play next year or the year after that, but nice project piece for the Knicks.
Nice project piece for the Knicks. So, look, it's fluent, and the New York Knicks have drafted Dadier from France. So, I like from seeing the YouTube highlights. You know, I'll be lying to you if I told you I watched a single game from Dadier. I'll be lying to you. But obviously, we're going to go on YouTube and watch highlights. Seems like he has a little bit of offensive game. I'm super young, 18 years old. So, you stash him, you keep him, and then you go from there. The night is still young. Believe it or not, the draft is going on, and I think it's ending soon, apparently, though. But yeah, second round is tomorrow, but that is what the New York Knicks did tonight. They traded for a bunch of second round picks, saved some money, and then we just have to wait and see where they go from there in terms of hopefully that money that they saved can lead them to Isaiah Hartenstein re-signing. But Chris, OG Anunoby signed the largest contract in Knicks history. 5 years, $212 million contract for OG Anunoby. He's back.
I love it.
He is back. Let's go.
I said, I was saying it, you know, look, we can't let OG Anunoby hit that free agency date. Let the other teams get involved and all that. And look, there's been reports saying that, hey, before the Mikal Bridges trade, the framework for this deal was already done. So you got to love that. You got to love that. There was a lot of chatter out there that, you know, oh, 76ers might run up the price and this and that. Sounds to me like the Knicks had a good talk with OG Anunoby and his representation. They said, hey, this is what we're thinking. What do you think? And they came to an agreement on a deal. They know what OG Anunoby's worth, and they probably didn't want to be like, hey, how about you take a little bit less than this and whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted to show OG, hey, we got you for a reason. We're going to sign you. And a five-year deal at that, which I think was the key in my opinion.
It was reported that OG would have had max offers coming from other places. Once the New York Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges, I'm saying that and I just can't believe that Mikal Bridges is on this team. But once the Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby the leverage kind of went to OG Anunoby's side. He was like, look, you want me, you're going to have to pay me a lot of money. And in my opinion, it's well-deserved, Chris. And look, what he brought to, obviously we know it sound like a broken record, but now you pair OG Anunoby with Mikal Bridges, and now your defense is elite. You match up really well with Boston, who we're trying to beat, who we're trying to beat to get to the NBA Finals. You have Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Randall, and we just have to wait and see what about this Hartenstein situation. But I think the first year of the deal, if it's a standard 8% raise from year one is $36 million, year two, $39 million, year three, $42 million, year four, $45 million, year five, $49 million for OG Anunoby. But look, what he brings to this team, we saw it versus the Philadelphia 76ers. We saw it when we acquired OG Anunoby, and we saw it in game two, especially versus Indiana. And now you pair OG with Mikal, and you have yourself a championship contending team. And boy, oh boy, Knicks fans, these last 24 hours, Chris, have been miraculous.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's like a dream. It's like a dream. And look, I've seen it already out in the media. A lot of people are saying, oh, Knicks sent way too much for a role player, X, Y, and Z. I don't want to hear it. The Knicks are in win now mode. You know, even without Mikal Bridges, I feel like we had an elite defense already. And that's just scary thinking that we're going to have Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby on the same court. Two guys that can hit the three ball, two guys that defend at a high clip. And come on, Mikal Bridges also answers a lot of what the Knicks were missing. Mm-hmm. That other piece that can get his own shot off, create a little bit. You know? I get it. He's not a superstar all-star that you normally see all these picks going out for, you know, a guy like that. But he fits so perfect with this New York Knicks team. And that's what the Knicks have been building. It's all about the fit and not so much about the player themselves. It's what fits for this culture.
Exactly. And that what the New York Knicks are doing, they're bringing in players who will fit their system. And a lot of Nets fans were saying, like, good luck, Mikal Bridges, he's overrated. The Nets were trying to make they were trying to build their team around Mikal Bridges. They were trying to make him the 1A superstar. That's not his game. We saw it in Phoenix. He's best suited as the third guy. He doesn't even need to be the second guy. He can be the third guy on this team, just doing his thing. He was doing it in Phoenix. So that's why. And his contract is amazing. They can extend him in October, I believe. So we just have to wait and see with that. But it's just, you know, the version of Mikal Bridges that you're going to see in New York, I feel like you're going to see a different Mikal Bridges. Because when Dante came here, we saw a different Dante. When Brunson came here, we saw an amazing, obviously, superstar player. Josh Hart came here, different Josh Hart. Now you're bringing in another Villanova guy. You're going to see a better version of Mikal Bridges. He's still, somebody called him an elite role player. I think he's a little better than an elite role player. Hasn't made an all-star team yet. Did the Knicks overpay a little bit? Yes, but when you have the opportunity to have that starting five, and once again, we just have to wait and see what Hartenstein does. Such an elite offensive starting five and defensive starting five.
Yeah.
You got to do it. And you're competing with Boston, and you're competing with, you know, whatever Philadelphia does. But right now, the Knicks have the second best odds to win the NBA championship next season, I saw.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. Did we have to overpay a little bit? Yes, but picks are air. You don't know what those picks are going to be. So yeah. It's just been an awesome 24 hours, and then we got the OG news today. So
yeah, I'm beyond happy. And going further with the Mikal Bridges and the picks we sent out, you know, the majority of those picks are within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
We signed OG Anunoby for 5 years. So, you know, the Knicks probably see it as, hey, all right, you can have all these picks. They're probably going to be mid-20s, 30s probably, whatever. And we'll be good after that. You know, sure, they gave up the 2031, but I mean, come on. In my opinion, it's no-brainer for a guy like Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
And let's also be very real about the Nets. They did not surround Bridges with the talent he needed for them to compete at all. It was all on Bridges. Bridges and Ben Simmons, right? You had, that was basically their two guys. So the Nets didn't do him any favors at all either. So I think it's no brainer. It's a win-win type of deal. You know, Nets get to reset. Knicks get Bridges. And like you said, I think he's just going to be a different player on the Knicks. And it's going to be scary, man. It's going to be scary how good these guys are going to be defensively and even offensively, man. You got a group of guys that want to win, that want to play together, and they want to excel, man. So I'm excited, man. I'm really, really excited to see how this Knicks team is going to look.
Yep, and somebody brought it up in the chat. Appreciate every single one of you joining us here tonight on this live stream. We opened up with the Knicks draft pick. The Knicks drafted Daddy A, and I think I'm pronouncing, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
Daddy A, the diet?
Daddy A, and they're just coming out that he says he plans on playing for the Knicks next season, not spending more time in Europe as a draft and stash. That is from Christian Winfield. You know, refreshing Twitter. He says his main basketball inspiration is Kevin Durant, and he plans on playing for the New York Knicks next season. So he doesn't plan on being a stash. So
do we see him at Westchester?
Sign me up. We saw Deuce at Westchester a lot. Yep. And we saw how Westchester really helped Deuce, because even though he would come back and forth, some days he would play a game in Westchester, then be on the bench during the New York Knicks game. So the New Knicks have that at their disposal, but it's looking like he doesn't want to be a draft and stash. 18 upside.
I kind of like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Because who else did we draft? Who do we have stashed right now? I think it's Rokas. I forget his last name, but I believe he was a guard. There were some rumblings that he might even come over this season, but I doubt it with the way that the Knicks financials are at the moment. But that's good to know. That's good to know. He wants to hit the floor running and get ready.
Yeah, he does. So, okay, so Knicks saved about $3 million by trading all of their picks if you're just joining us. But, yeah, it was a money saver move. And then you get Daddy A, who has tons of upside, and then we just have to wait and see. He'll probably work his way through Westchester, through the system. He's a rookie. Got to earn your stripes. But I like what the Knicks did tonight, especially what happened in the last 24 hours. You trade for Mikal Bridges yesterday. I just feel like time is like – it's you trade from we did our last episode a few days ago. We were talking about trading Mitch, and then you traded for Mikal Bridges, and then OG Anunoby signs this mega deal. And look, it's they what Leon Rose has done is they haven't ran it back, you know, these last couple of years. And his moves that he has made, the trades that he has made, has worked out so far. You traded for OG Anunoby. Worked out. You traded for Mikal Bridges to pair him with his Villanova guys and you know, OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. We're assuming that it's going to work out. The Knicks are going to be elite for the next 5 years. We're hoping, right? Otherwise, something went wrong.
Exactly.
You know, it's an elite lineup. It is. And guys are young. I think the oldest player is Julius Randle, believe it or not. I'll look that up, but.
Yeah, and Julius Randle is only 29 right now, I believe, which is, come on. And you know what? We still have 5 first-round picks as well, I believe. Don't we have, like, 5 still left over? I mean, that's still a lot. And tonight we got, what, 6 second-rounders as well? So, sure, they're not first-rounders, but, you know, Knicks doing the smart thing and recouping some more picks.
So, yes, sir. Josh Hart 29, Julius Randle 29 too. It's still super young. All right, let's hit some of these comments. Appreciate every single one of you in here tonight. David Lopez says, Daddy A, yo, love it. Love it. Jabroni, what's going on? I think Leon is doing everything in his power to re-sign iHeart. That's why we keep trading down to save money. He said, F them kids. You got to do everything in your power to retain Isaiah Hartenstein. You don't know what offers Isaiah Hartenstein has out there. What's his name in Brooklyn, Chris, signed a 4-year, $100 million deal, right?
Yes, and Nick Claxton signed a $100 million deal with the Nets, which I feel like they almost did on purpose just to, you know, screw us over with iHeart.
Yeah, and Isaiah Hartenstein, in my humble opinion, is better than Nick Claxton. So he might look at that and just be like, if Nick Claxton's getting that, I don't know. It depends on the, whatever team is offering him, you know, X amount of dollars. But that came out today, so it's just a waiting game with Isaiah Hartenstein. So C says, we should have got the center from Duke with the 26th pick. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Knicks could grab somebody in the second round tomorrow, Chris, but it's interesting that, you know, they didn't go that route. So maybe they know something. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, like I said earlier, I was shocked that they didn't, you know, maybe not so shocked that they traded a pick here and there, but I thought they were going to get a big. You know, there's been the rumor swirling that Mitch, you know, they're looking, they're calling teams about Mitch, trying to see what they can get for Mitch. Obviously, the uncertainty when it comes to iHeart re-signing. We all thought they were going to go after somebody like, you know, Ryan Dunn, guys like that. A lot of these guys were still actually on the board when the Knicks were selecting, and they did not go that route.
Yeah.
So maybe they got good news. Maybe iHeart was like, hey, I'm going to resign, you know, don't worry about it. You guys got Mikal Bridges and OG back. I'm back for it. Who knows, man? Maybe we also keep Mitch as well, right? Because, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, that's just my hopeful wishes right now. But I was shocked they didn't go for big.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, there's still time to fill out this roster. Obviously, they can still dabble in, you know, the veterans out there in free agency if Isaiah Hartenstein were to leave. And we don't know, you know, if you were to give me, if you were to ask me, I would say Isaiah Hartenstein wants to stay because now he's looking at this team like, look, we have a real opportunity to win a championship in New York. Like, they brought in Bridges. I can be the center point. I can do my thing like I've been doing. And we have a real shot to win a championship and take out Boston. So maybe that's going through Isaiah Hartenstein's mind. But money talks, like we've been saying, at the end of the day. You see what OG Anunoby got. He is now the highest paid Knick ever. I see Jason Cole in the chat, Chris. Sorry, but OG don't deserve $40 million. 30, yes. If Jalen is taken, less he should have as well. My retort to that is... you can afford to pay OG that amount of money if you have team-friendly contracts on your team, which you do have. Deuce McBride, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Randall, Mikal Bridges. I still can't believe it, Chris. But you can afford to give OG, you know, a little more. But, hey, that's the name of the game. You saw his impact, man. You can't lose that. You couldn't lose that, you know?
Exactly. You just said it for me. You saw his impact on this team. I mean, again, do I have to remind guys where we were before we got OG Anunoby?
Yeah.
We were not heading in the right direction. This team was just struggling. We get OG Anunoby, and then we had a beautiful January, right? It was like almost like we were going to go undefeated the rest of the way. So, look, OG Anunoby, look, his contract with the Knicks, I love it. I love it because you can best believe if he hit free agency, somebody would have thrown 50 at him. I guarantee you, somebody would have thrown 50, 45 easily.
It was reported that there was teams that were, look, it could be, you know, pondering, but, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at what you did literally 24 hours prior. You acquired Mikal Bridges and you said to yourself, if we can pair OG Anunoby with this, like S550 says in the chat, what's going on at S550, our lineup is going to be a scouting report nightmare for every team. Yep. And maybe the New York Knicks know Jalen Brunson is going to take that extension that will, you know, help the New York Knicks team out. You know, now that you brought his boy in here, maybe Brunson's like, look, man, I'm giving back. I'll take less. I'll extend. I don't care about the money. I just want to bring a championship to New York. Who knows? I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
They know all that stuff in the front office. You know, we don't, but I'm just saying.
Exactly. Right? And I think that's the mentality that's kind of going around. Obviously, OG Anunoby has been wanting to get paid for some time, you know. And I'm I'm pretty sure this was the plan all along. Just like they knew he would opt out of his contract and whatnot. This was the plan all along. OG Anunoby came here. I'm pretty sure they said, "Hey, we're gonna take care of you after this season. You know, we're gonna resign you when you opt out." And look, he balled his ass off, and this team looked amazing when they were fully healthy. And I think just that alone clearly justifies his contract, in my opinion. If we get more of that, no-brainer. And now you throw in Mikal Bridges, and again, like you said, scouting nightmare.
Yeah.
Scouting nightmare.
Dadier was asked to describe his game and his fit with the New York Knicks. This is from our newly first-round draft pick. I think I'm very versatile, but I can also bring what a rookie needs to bring in a team, bring some energy, being able to grab a rebound and push the ball, but also knock down shots. Once again, the New York Knicks traded their number 26 pick to OKC for 5 second-round picks. So, yeah, but... Look, Knicks fans, these last 24 hours have been crazy. A lot of changes, you know, but it's a different look, right? Now you have to figure out, it's going to be hard to defend this starting five. I mean, like, you essentially will have four players that could put the ball in the hole, in the basket of all times. You had that before in Dante, but it just... With Bridges, it just brings a whole nother different element. Obviously, the defensive end, right? Because there was times where, you know, teams were hunting Devo, even though he was an underrated defender. I think he led the league in deflections, one of the top leaders in deflections. Obviously, Jalen Brunson. But now you have OG and Bridges back there, you know, yep, helping them out and so on and so forth. But yeah, I mean, good
problems to have, bro.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that the other day as well. You know, like, I mean, what are we talking? Is it going to be Brunson, Bridges, OG, Julius, and possibly Ihart or Mitch? I mean, if that's the route they go, you're talking about some protection for Jalen Brunson. You know, when they start hunting him, we could get either Bridges or OG to kind of help out with that. You know, like you said, teams were hunting Devo, chasing him off the three-point line with Mikal Bridges. Fine, he'll pull up for the mid-range, which he shoots at a high level as well. So, I mean, there's so many different combinations you can go with this group, man. That's just – I'm excited, man. Like, again, I get it. A lot of people are saying not an all-star or, you know, gave up way too much. But you cannot deny the fit, man. And wings like Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby do not come often.
Jabroni says the only teams that can realistically sign Ihart is OKC and Orlando. I can't see him playing next to Chet, and he doesn't make Orlando that much better. If he stays, he can make up the money elsewhere. And then Chicklet says players like OG don't grow on trees. You have to pay a lot to keep players like him. Agree. Yeah. And, you know, it was always a given that the New York Knicks were going to retain OG Anunoby. It was just a matter of how much would he get in free agency. Now, if you're telling me, I think the New York Knicks thought that they can get away with $30 to $35 million a year, I honestly do. But yesterday's price isn't today's price. And what we've seen this past week, well, 2 weeks, is that, you know, price has gone up and OG Anunoby's leverage he had all the leverage, and maybe he did have an offer out there from Philly and the Knicks were like, F it, just give him the extra money. And it's not like they gave him crazy amounts of money. I mean, in year four, he makes 45, in year five, 49, but still in year one or two, he's in the 30s. So look, you had to do what you had to do. You got to get it done, and the Knicks got it done. So trust the Don. Trust Leon. I trust
exactly. Yes, exactly. And again, I said it after the Mikal Bridges news. Obviously, we got that iHeart, you know, downer where they were like, he might not stay. But right away, my reaction was like, man, we got to lock up OG Anunoby because it just doesn't make sense. You could probably say, hey, we got Mikal because OG was going to walk. But to me, no, I think we needed both those wing players. And
that's the thought in my head, too.
Yeah. But. And luckily, OG Anunoby stayed with us, man. And it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare, man. I can't wait to play 2K next year.
I know. Jason says, love the show. Appreciate you, Jason, in the chat. Appreciate every single one of you in the chat. Wayne says, love what the Knicks are doing. Come on, Isaiah Hartenstein. Let's do it. Isaiah Hartenstein, man. Come on. Let's do it, man. It has to
kind of like, you know, hit him, right? That we're building something here. You know, he's been a part of it. Why not finish it or try to finish it? You know, why go somewhere else, man? That has to weigh heavy, even though you can get an extra, you know, 15, 20 mil, whatever it is out there. But I mean, I get it. Money, that type of money is not easy to walk away from.
You know, the funny thing is Hartenstein follows me on Instagram, right? And I was debating on DMing him, being like, please, please, yo, I'll pay for
give me the inside scoop, man. We'll break it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm debating it, but we shall see. S550 says, too many weapons, Eastern Conference Finals bound minimum next year. That's the thing. Now, expectations are going up, right? I mean,
yeah, way up.
They're going up. You got to make the Eastern Conference Finals, right? But that doesn't preclude me from enjoying the season. Like, I'm going to enjoy a random day in December when we're smacking around the Nets. I'm going to enjoy a random day in January. But expectations have gone up. But this season, this upcoming season next year is going to be special. And it's going to be extremely special. And I cannot wait for it. And I'm sure the guys cannot wait for it. Obviously, you know, we still got some time. It's June. But yeah, I just love the way the Knicks are, you know, pivoting. They're look, the thing is, if you were to tell me, think about it from the Donovan Mitchell trade, right? This is what I was thinking about. The offer was essentially RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, maybe Mitchell Robinson or Grimes was in that. I forgot.
Yeah, Grimes. They wanted Grimes.
And they wanted, I think they wanted like four, Danny Ainge wanted like four or five first round picks, right? So the Knicks said no. And a lot of Knicks fans were disappointed. But what the Knicks did is they turned around and flipped RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly. They didn't send any first round picks in that deal. They sent a second round pick for OG Anunoby. We saw the impact. So they flip RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly, five first round picks, one swap for Mikal Bridges. And I think they got a second round pick in the deal.
Yeah.
Yep. And now look at your lineup. Right? This is why being patient pays off. And their patience, it paid off, man. And look, you use these picks. This is what they were saving these picks to do. You know, this is what they were saving these picks. They had all these picks in the chamber. And it wasn't for a Devin Booker. It wasn't for Kevin Durant, who I know a lot of people wanted, but Kevin Durant's 36, you know, didn't really fit the timeline. Bridges fits the timeline, 27. And, you know, you traded for an extremely valuable commodity in today's NBA, a wing player, who 3-and-D guy who can do many things on the basketball court. Oh, and by the way, he has chemistry with the guys. So,
yeah, no brainer.
What I'm trying to say is they didn't do the Donovan Mitchell trade, and that kind of led to this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Look, it was very close that we were going to have Donovan Mitchell. I mean, they were really working that until the Cavs basically stepped in, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, thank you to the Cavs, I guess, in a sense. But look, when it comes to Mikal Bridges, you know, again, you're talking about a player that just fits this team. And you got to give credit to the front office because, you know, I think there was a report out there as well that the Knicks were, you know, they were star dreaming. They wanted to see if Giannis would shake loose. They wanted to see if KD would shake loose. Devin Booker as well. You know, obviously the Phoenix Suns have, they're kind of like in some turmoil over there, trying to figure out how they can put a roster. Crazy, I can't even say that. They're trying to put a roster together where they got Devin Booker, KD, Bradley Beal, all these guys, and they're struggling to put up a formidable lineup. But, you know, the Knicks were looking at guys like that, you know? We saw the Paul George rumors as well. And I think the Knicks just realized, hey, we can't get any of these guys. These guys are not going to shake free. Let's go after Mikal Bridges, see if we can get him. Again, Nets and Knicks have not made a deal like this before since, I think, 1983. Yep. And the Knicks end up getting Mikal Bridges, a guy who fits with Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, this core group, not just the Villanova guys, but the core of the Knicks, you know, that age range. We're just young all around. We're going to be competing for years to come, in my opinion. And not only that, we got Mikal Bridges, and he's still under control for 2 years. So to get a player that's under control for, you know, 1 or 2 years alone, you got to divvy up, you know, picks for that. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it. I don't see where we gave up too much. I just think it's the perfect fit for the New York Knicks.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, S550 says iHeart stays. I assume Mitch goes for salary reasons and for his injury history. Yeah, I mean, it is still unknown. Like the Isaiah Hartenstein situation, obviously we would want him back. Because if you can get that done, that leaves the Knicks some wiggle room to possibly trade Mitchell Robinson and for whoever they would like to replace him with. Or you can keep Mitchell Robinson as well. His contract is descending. So not a bad contract, but the injury history obviously is a concern. But another thing about... Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I was going to mention that. Do you think the Knicks could possibly... Let's say we get lucky and we get to re-sign IR. Do you think the Knicks keep Mitch? I don't think it's outside of, you know, the realm of possibility. You know, James Dolan might just say, to hell with it, I'll pay the tax. I'll pay the apron tax. Let's go for it type of deal.
I think they would keep him if they're obviously there needs to be a deal out there that makes sense. They're not going to trade Mitch just to trade him. Look, Mitch is still a good player, right? Great offensive rebounder.
Yeah.
Good defender, great shot blocker. So they're not just going to trade him just to trade him. But, you know, I do think that that's something that they're going to ponder. And it just has to be the right deal. I don't think it'll be like a money saving deal just for them to trade Mitchell Robinson because Isaiah Hartenstein re-signed. So we just have to wait and see, you know. That's the next domino, really. Yeah. And I was predicting that Mitch was going to be on the way out during our last episode. And now it's like, then we got the Mikal trade, and then Begley said it's unlikely. It's becoming unlikely that the Knicks can retain Hartenstein. And then things have changed in the blink of an eye. But you got to love what the New York Knicks have accomplished here in these last 24 to 48 hours. You got to love it. Yeah. It's us in Boston, you know.
I don't see how many Knicks fans can be upset at the moves that we've done. I mean, you talk about running back. We're not only running it back, but we're like much, much improved. Much improved from the team that we had, you know, this past season. And that's not including iHeart yet. But hopefully that's something the Knicks can get done. Hopefully iHeart wants to stay a Knick and just, you know, I just don't see him getting the same role, the same, you know, starting role with just everything he gets from the Knicks, you know. I just don't see him getting that in OKC. I don't see them getting that in, with the Magic. I mean, I think he's just the perfect fit here, but maybe I'm just biased.
Al Tango, what's going on? Says Knicks have to structure the remaining roster through the second round. There are plenty of good players in the second round. Either Mitch or Isaiah Hartenstein have to go the way the roster is currently constructed. Yeah, Al, things are, you know, happening in a blink of an eye. You know, the Knicks have been, they traded away from one of their first round picks to obviously save some money. We don't know the situation with Isaiah Hartenstein, and we don't really know how the Knicks are feeling with Mitchell Robinson. You know, we don't know. But, you know, signing OG Anunoby to this deal, yes, money is getting tight, right? So every dollar counts, and that's why the Knicks traded back one of their first round picks. So, you know, it's the front office's job to, you know, obviously get things done, and they have been. You know, it's just tomorrow is a big day. I think, you know, we wait and see if what the Knicks do. Is the Hartenstein deal going to get done, or does Hartenstein just wait until unrestricted free agency when that time comes, when he can negotiate with other teams? So it's fluent right now. It's very fluent. What's your prediction, Chris? If I were to give you a prediction, what do you think? What do you think happens? Hartenstein stays or Hartenstein goes?
It's funny, right? Because I was saying beforehand on the previous pod that I feel better about iHeart re-signing mm-hmm. than OG. And now it's kind of flipped a little bit. But, you know, again, like I just mentioned, I find it hard, you know, if I put myself in iHeart's shoes, you know, I just think what this Knicks team is building towards, now just getting Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby re-signs. How can you not? Like, again, iHeart is a guy who considered taking less money to stay with the Clippers. You know, he's that type of a guy. So I could see him doing the same for the Knicks, especially with the roster we have right now.
I hope so. I truly do hope so, because no matter how you look at it, Isaiah Hartenstein he brings so much more than, you know, he just brings so much to this team. Offensively, playmaking, you know, he's so valuable to our team. So losing him will hurt, but, you know, I'm really hoping that he's, you know, somewhere thinking about his decision really hard, but it's gonna be interesting to watch. That's gonna be interesting, but I hope he stays. But if he doesn't, I trust the front office that they'll pivot and so.
Yeah, it's tough to say, man. I really wish, you know, I really thought he probably would have been re-signed by now, but I don't know, man. I still have a good feeling that he'll be back. I really do. I still have a feeling he'll be back. You know, we heard all the noise with OG Anunoby, you know, that he didn't like the Knicks offer, mm-hmm. you know, that he's probably going to go to Philly. I think we're seeing a lot of the similarities there with iHeart. You know, reports are reports, but they're also just rumors, right? So who knows what's going on in the head of iHeart and what discussions he's had with the Knicks. If the Knicks had a framework done with OG prior to Mikal Bridges, you know, even getting traded mm-hmm. to the Knicks, who's to say they haven't hammered out some type of deal with iHeart or just flat out said, hey, we're giving you the most money we can possibly give you. If we could give you more, we would. So, hey, stick with us, and then, you know, when you're ready for a new deal, we'll take care of you. It could be something like that. Who knows?
Could be.
Not sure if that's legal, but.
Hey, you know how the NBA is, man. You work around these types of things. Man. You work around you under-the-table deals, you know, tampering, whatever, man.
We didn't tamper for Mikal Bridges. Crazy.
Nah, crazy. Come on now. I mean, Buzzer Beater with the Super Chat. Appreciate you, Buzzer Beater. We are good. I trust this front office. New York Knicks, 60 wins.
Ooh.
Hey.
I love that.
Hey, man. It's a possibility. What do you think opening night will be? Knicks, Boston? Or are you saving that for a Christmas game? Probably saving that Christmas game.
Could it be something like Knicks, Pacers?
It could be. Yeah, I want some revenge on the Indiana Pacers, especially on Haliburton. With him, you know, wearing the shirt when they won the game, not to the game, after they win the game.
But it's funny because he was on, I think, Pat McAfee's show, and, you know, they asked him, what do you think about the Knicks' moves? And he's like, I'm ready for them.
Yeah.
He ain't ready. He's just going to pull his hamstring again.
Don't say that.
No, I'm kidding. I wish no injuries on nobody.
Yeah, but look, speaking of injuries, Knicks were hampered with there were a bunch of injuries. Everyone, you know, Julius Randle went down, Mitch was hurt, OG went down, and Mikal Bridges doesn't miss games. And God forbid something were to happen, you have that insurance in Mikal Bridges. It just gives you another body, another scorer, another playmaker, another defender. And yeah, I mean, he doesn't miss any games, Chris. It's honestly remarkable seeing his record. One season he played 83 games and he doesn't play any, he doesn't miss any games. So, but you know, the first game he's going to miss with the Knicks, you know who they're going to blame.
Yeah.
So I don't want, I'm not saying, you know, I'm calling for that. I'm just saying, you know who they're going to blame.
I think that's the beautiful thing about Mikal Bridges too, and this OG Anunoby dynamic, right? It's like, it's almost a security blanket if OG Anunoby does get hurt, right? So you're talking about if OG goes down, God forbid, you know, you slide Mikal Bridges to the three spot, and then you put Devo in the second spot, you know, in the shooting guard spot, and then it's like so much flexibility you can have with this lineup now that, you know, you can count on Mikal Bridges being there every single night, no matter what. Like, that's something that, like you said, past season, obviously hampered by injuries late. You know, as far as Mikal Bridges go, that shouldn't be a problem.
It shouldn't be. Bodega Wi-Fi says, don't sleep on the French kid. They already compared him to Paul George and Gordon Hayward. Let's go. Speaking into existence, you know. I love it. I just hope the kid, you know, he's super young, super raw, and he's in a good place, though. He's in a good situation with the New York Knicks because the New York Knicks have established a culture. I'm sure he's a rookie. The guys are probably going to give him a hard time. Go get my bags from the bus. Go do this, go do that. But he's a rookie, you know, learning curve. And it's looking like he is not going to be a stash, that he will probably be in Westchester. Or who knows, you know? I'm it gives us something to watch in the summer league, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I think that's awesome, man. I think that's awesome because we've seen too many times, you know, the Knicks are just stashing a pick or they won't come over, whatever the whatever it is, you know? So it's nice to have a player, you know? I think, again, the last Knicks signing that we saw was or draft pick was Trevor Keels, right? And, you know, he didn't do much, unfortunately, no longer with the Knicks. But, you know, hey, if they're giving him comps to, you know, Paul George, I'm all for that, man.
Same. I don't know who gave that comp, but that's I hope so. S550. S550 says, got a question for the both of you. What do you guys say to people who would rather keep Robinson over Isaiah Hartenstein only for the fact that he guarded Embiid better? I'm tired of that excuse. Chris, what do you say to that? I'll let you.
Man, you know, not for nothing. That showed a lot for Mitch, obviously. You know, the way he guarded Embiid was great. It was fantastic. And it's no secret that Ihart was getting chewed up. Chewed up by Embiid during that series. But I think, you know, it's just, in my opinion, I would rather keep both of these guys, you know, and in a perfect scenario, I'd rather keep both of these guys simply because they're such a perfect tandem, you know, and we saw it before Ihart even became a starter. You know, he gave that perfect energy off the bench. Mitch, obviously, they're all great in their own ways. But if I had to choose between the two, I think Ihart takes it. You know, we never lost a step when Mitch went down as far as offensive boards and boarding in general, rim protection. He just got to another level. And
why do you think people would rather keep Robinson?
I think they'd rather keep, I mean, the reason I think they'd rather keep Robinson is because he's more of a traditional big. Who can put up? You can put a big body on someone like Embiid, like we saw, who's able to get stops down low like that, you know. And we've all seen it with the pick and roll. I think Mitch is one of the best when it comes to pick and roll coverage. You know, he's very smart when it comes to it. And obviously the blocks, right? He can jump out of the gym. You know, mm-hmm. Iheart can protect the rim, but not like Mitch. And I think that's something that's, you know, very valued in the league. And there's always the connection, you know, that Mitch is a homegrown Knick. You're talking about somebody who's been picked by the Knicks and literally was a project and became a monster.
Yeah.
You know, and has shown the flashes of being an all defensive caliber player. So I think, you know, that's part of the reason why I want to keep Mitch, you know, and I think that's probably why most Knicks fans are so attached to him, you know, and he's also a goofball. He's a lovable guy.
Yeah, exactly. And like I think he's a homegrown Knick. And I think, look, he was here when we sucked, you know, and he went through the whole process and he's a goofball. And I just think that the Knicks saw him versus Embiid and they were like, this is why you keep Embiid. This is why you keep Mitchell Robinson. But it's just the durability issues. But, you know, that's fine. You're always going to have people that like one player over another. But, you know, it's what Hartenstein did for us. It was amazing, right? It was amazing. Once he got inserted into the starting lineup, we saw different things. We saw a different offense. We saw, you know, a different team. And I don't know if the bench role really suits Mitch. I don't know if he wants to start somewhere, you know. I don't know. He could just be cool and just be, you know, look, I'm chilling off the bench. I'll come in and do my thing, and it is what it is. But,
yeah.
I think that he's a homegrown Knick. That's why, you know, a lot of Knicks fans struggle with the fact you know, they would like to trade him.
But, for sure. And it's no secret, Iheart and Mitch are really close. They've mentioned that as well in the past. And I honestly don't think Mitch has a problem if Iheart's starting over him or he's coming off the bench, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. I personally think Mitch coming off the bench is actually better. You know, it could save him a bit. He could rest, not play those starter minutes per se. You know, not get that toll on his body. Maybe he lasts longer into the season. You know, in my opinion, it would be great if we could keep them both. But, you know, I think it's definitely the homegrown talent thing because we don't have that many left at this point in time. I think it pretty much is just Mitch, right, at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's a tough one. I'd hate to see him go, man. I'll tell you that much. I'd hate to see Mitch go.
Yes, indeed. But who knows? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But guys, Knicks are a championship team. What they've done over these last 24 hours is they've, you know, acquired Mikal Bridges. They've drafted this kid from France. And they re-signed OG Anunoby. So that was the key. Obviously, the Mikal Bridges news came by surprise. But it's just, you know, now you're looking at a real possibility of making it to the NBA Finals. You know, there was some fans that thought that last year's Knicks team could take Boston to the brink if we were healthy. But now you essentially have the same team with a Mikal Bridges. Now, I say the same team. Don't know the Isaiah Hartenstein situation. But if, let's just say Isaiah Hartenstein resigns, right? Knicks get it done. They avoid being a second apron team. Where do you put them? I mean, where do you put them in the East? You got to put them, I mean.
Second.
Yeah.
I put them second.
Yeah.
There's too many question marks with a lot of the other teams. And look, we still don't know what moves other teams are going to make at this point in time. You know, right now, the 76ers, you know, look, it's no secret they would love to get Paul George, right? Mm-hmm. But the news is out. Paul George news, you know, saying, oh, I might want to go to 76ers. I'm going to want to go to the Knicks. Sounds like all leverage. All reports are saying that he wants to stay with the Clippers, right? So you got a team like the 76ers that are like, what do we do now? You know, they're kind of in flux. The Bucks, we don't know what we're going to get from the Bucks. You know, Dame didn't have a great season. You know, is he going to have a similar season this one coming up? Is he going to revert back to old Dame? Who knows? But even that Bucks team, you know, I think we're better than at this point in time. Miami, they're kind of in flux too. You know, drama with Jimmy Butler not getting an extension, you know, but going to hit free agency in 2025. So, look, I think we're firmly going to be in that second spot. You know, we're going to be looking to face off against Boston, man. That's the team to beat.
And that's essentially what the Knicks are telling, that they're building a team to beat Boston, right? They have guys that are match up with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum now, and you have the depth. I saw a lot of people saying that, does Julius Randle play the five if Hartenstein was to leave, and then you bring Mitch off the bench? Because they don't want Dante to leave that starting five. So then your starting five would be, obviously, we have plenty of time to talk about this, and we still don't know the Isaiah Hartenstein situation, but it's fun to talk about this stuff because we have so many, we have so many guys now that, you know, play at a high level. But I don't know if I like that.
I don't see it, man. Yeah, I don't see it either. Julius is, you know, he's at the four already. I think he's a little bit undersized per se. If it wasn't for the way he plays, you know, that bully ball. I don't see him at the five, man. Maybe if here and there you're going small or something like that, I could probably see it.
But sometimes, yeah.
In the sense of like starting him because we lost Ihart and Mitch coming off the bench, nah, I don't see that at all.
Yeah.
I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I don't see that either. But yeah, it was interesting. It's like, would you start Dante, Jalen, Mikal, and then OG and then Julius? But no, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm sure we were going to see that lineup sometimes close. You know, sometimes we're going to see that lineup, but it's going to be interesting tinker with different lineups. Who comes out first? Who comes in? You know, it's now we got, you know, where you talk about depth. Now we have tons of it. You know, we have a lot. And I'm hoping Hartenstein rounds that out. I'm hoping Hartenstein rounds that out. Really,
I'm still hoping for a good backup power forward, you know, some more size, because I still feel like, you know, the Knicks are still a little bit small on the small side. I would like to get like at least a decent power forward backup for Julius.
Yeah, I don't think Precious. I think Precious is gone.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to kind of afford him, really, in my opinion.
Buzzer Beater says, "Who the heck did we draft?" Pacome Dadier from France. He is 18 years old. Chris laid out, you know, pretty much his summary of, you know, his time in France and, you know, his offensive game, his defensive game, his warts, his positives, his negatives. And he's a project, right?
A project. He's the next Paul George, apparently.
Yeah, sign me up for that. Shoot. Sign me up for that. But, you know, the last time, I mean, obviously Frank Ntilikina didn't work out, but that's neither here or there. But
hoping this one. The French prince, right?
The French prince. Julius will play the five at times, but he definitely won't start at the five. Wayne says Julius at the five only in short spots. This roster allows some flexibility for dibs. Exactly. Tons of flexibility. You can, you know, rest JB at key moments. You can rest OG at key moments. You wouldn't have to, you know, play those guys a lot. Julius Randle coming off of shoulder surgery, I'm sure it's going to take him some time. I'm sure they're not going to throw him to the wolves right away. You're already seeing in Boston that Chris Porzingis is going to miss the beginning of next season because of a foot injury. So, you know, I'm sure Julius Randle is going to gradually, you know, get eased into game action. They're not just going to 35, 40 minutes here, Drew. They're not going to do that. So, you know, but he said he's ahead of schedule. In good spirits. Let's get it done, man. Let's get it done. Mikal Bridges is a New York Knick.
OG Anunoby is back for 5 years. Five years, $212 million. He got the bag for sure. But man, is this team looking crazy.
S550 says it's crazy. We were going nowhere a few seasons ago, and now this upcoming season. They have us top two in the East. Yeah, I mean, we were seeing lineups, guys. I mean, we all remember the terrible Knicks team, and it's just, you know, we deserve this moment. Knicks, obviously, they signed Leon, they signed Tom Thibodeau, they were patient, and we deserve this team that they've, you know, put together. They've cooked up this team, and now we're a real threat to Boston. And I cannot wait until the 2024-2025 season. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Really fun. Dare I say some credit to James Dolan as well. I know a lot of people don't like him out there, but hey, man, he stayed out of the way. He gave the reins to Leon Rose, stayed out the way, and look at us now. Mm-hmm.
Look at us now, ladies and gentlemen. But job ain't finished yet. We still got Hartenstein news. But tonight, the Knicks drafted a first-round pick, and they traded out to save some money. The Isaiah Hartenstein situation is still fluent. We don't know. OG Anunoby signed, sealed, delivered. He is back. He's a New York Knick. Brunson, Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. And, yes, we traded five firsts for Mikal and a pick swap, right?
Pick swap.
So,
which means we still keep a pick.
Yeah.
So whether it's the one we have or the one they want to give us.
So they're talking about the 2031 first round pick might be the one that's going to sting a little bit, but that 2031 pick, that kid is 11 years old right now. Like, I don't care about 2031 right now. I'm looking to bring us a championship, and in these next 4 to 5 years, maybe even longer, the Knicks are going to be a sustainable winner, and it all starts with the culture. It all starts from the top, and that's what they've done. And now here we go.
Look, it's one thing that, you know, as Knicks fans, we were just wishing to have a good season, no thoughts of even going to the playoffs, whatever the case may be. That time is over. Now it's time to be true bona fide contenders, you know?
Yes.
Not only contenders, it's, you know, finals contenders right now. So look, Boston is a tough team, but I think right now, I think we match up pretty damn well. And granted, yes, I know Ihart has not re-signed yet. Hopefully he does, but I have faith in this front office. They're going to figure it out. And look, these upcoming few seasons for the Knicks, man, it's just going to be amazing to watch this team. Amazing.
Can't wait, man. Cannot wait. It's been crazy, and the job ain't finished. 225 people in here. Appreciate every single one of you in here. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Normally we do a podcast every single Sunday, but, you know, had to obviously hop on here. Draft day. Mikal Bridges talked, OG Anunoby. So it's just been constant Knicks news. And, you know, hopefully we get good news on the Isaiah Hartenstein front, right? I'm hoping. I'm crossing my fingers on that, hoping for the best. And we just have to wait and see. So that is.
So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
OG done. Surprise Mikal Bridges again. I can't believe he's a Knick. Ihart, man, come on. How can you say no to the roster we got, man? I know it looks nice in OKC, but I just don't see it out there, man.
John says Knicks are back like the 90s. Let's go. But hopefully we can pull through. Hopefully we can win a championship. And We just got to get to that point, but we're one step closer for sure. And that's why the Knicks struck, and that's why they traded all those first round picks, because they realized a lineup of what we currently have is elite, is going to compete with the Boston Celtics. And that's why they pulled the trigger. Robert says we can say the Knicks are here to stay. We want it. Let's go Knicks. San Jose. What's going on, Robert? Kid from France looks pretty good, but would have loved Dunn on this team. Yeah, that's a lot of fans, especially me. I was looking at Ryan Dunn. Ryan Dunn was the name rumored to the New York Knicks, but it didn't get done. And ultimately, they went another direction. So, hey, you got to trust the front office. They've had success drafting in the 20s, so you just got to trust them, right? I mean,
yeah, you got to trust them, man. I mean, look, like I mentioned earlier, they uncovered guys like McBride and IQ, you know, and these were, you know, later picks. So you had a lot of guys also in this draft that were projected to go, you know, top 10, top 15 that also slipped heavily. And the Knicks didn't even go after them. So they got to know something that we don't, right? So hopefully, you know, this kid surprises us. You know, so far, I like the fact that he wants to hit the floor running, doesn't want to be stashed. He just wants to come and play and then hopefully join the Knicks next season.
John says, Connect landed well in L.A. Yeah, Lakers got to steal with that one. Daniel says, who is the backup point guard? It was reported that the Knicks were looking into Alex Caruso. Chris, right now you have Deuce. I'm sure the Knicks want to get another playmaker in here. And, you know, right now it was rumored that the other Villanova cat from Philly, Kyle Lowry. It was rumored that Kyle Lowry wants to come to New York. So he's a pain in the ass playing against. But if he's on your team.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't hate it. There was also some rumors, I think, swirling that the Magic were interested in Mitch as well. Possibly they could give up one of their guards because they have a glut of point guards as well. I mean, maybe a Cole Anthony or something like that. Who knows? I mean, I'd probably take a gamble at that. But that is a spot where I think the Knicks got to also get, you know, at least a veteran. Like a Kyle Lowry would be amazing. I don't know if we could pull that off, but, you know, we need a backup point guard, in my opinion, who's a vet and a power forward.
Yeah, so... And we still have a second round tomorrow to deal with. Kyle Filipowski is still available out there. I'm not sure if, you know, anyone is interested in him.
So, they haven't taken him yet?
No.
Wow, he was projected to be one of those top 10 guys as well.
Really? That high?
Yeah, top 10, top 15. No, I'm lying. Top 15, I want to say.
There's a reason why he's still available.
He definitely should not have been on the board when the Knicks were selected. I'll tell you that much.
He's still on the board. So who knows if that's an option.
6'10". He's a stretch big type.
6'10 from Duke. Jabroni says no to Lowry. And then Wayne says, I take Lowry in a minute.
I'd take Lowry just because of the troubles he gives us, man.
The reason why you take Lowry is because the antics in the playoffs, we saw it firsthand.
Exactly.
He knows how to, you know, do the little things that will, you know, give you some calls and here and there. But that's an option, you know. Still fluent. It's June 27th, and, you know, we still got work to do, believe it or not.
I want the season to start already.
I know. I can't wait.
I got to see this team, man.
I can't wait. But, all right, 12:17 a.m. Eastern time. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this podcast episode up. Appreciate every single one of you for joining us tonight. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. And if you guys wanted to become a channel member, you can do so for as low as $2.99 a month. You could really help out the channel, support us. I release some, you know, videos for the channel members, behind the scenes access and things like that. But Chris, I mean, we back. We back.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby. Again, I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait. iHeart, resign, please.
Yes.
Resign. Don't make us wait, bro.
Get it done. Appreciate every single one of you joining us tonight. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.